This morning we want to take a look at the Lord Jesus Christ from God's Word, but as we know, the whole Bible, the whole of God's Word is about the Lord Jesus Christ. But looking for a description of the Lord Jesus Christ, I find it hard to go past John chapter 1. So we'll read John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we always received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he have declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered and said unto them, What art thou? And he answered, No. And he saith unto them, I am not that prophet. And he answered, Then said they unto him, What art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, has said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare a record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining, on him the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. In the first three verses of this chapter, we see that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in these verses we see that the Word is God from the beginning, that God made everything. So I asked Google, how big is the universe? And Google states that the proper distance, the distance as would be measured at a specific time, including the present between Earth and the edge of the observable universe, is 46 billion light years, 40 billion parsecs, making the diameter of the observable universe about 93 billion light years, 28 billion parsecs. And this, the part of the universe which can be observed by modern telescopes, satellites, space explorations. But what we ask this morning is, how vast is the universe which man is unable to observe? I then googled, how many planets are there in the universe? And the astronomers estimate that there are billions. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in creation, we can see the awesome power of God. And indeed, Psalm 19 states that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have we set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man as to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The awesome power of God displayed in his wonderful creation. Then again, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 states that God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, have in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Here we see the awesome power of God again, displayed in that God upholds all the universe by the word of his power. God keeps all momentum going, all the planets spinning in their orbits. Think what would happen if God withheld his power. Everything would fall, and then there really would be a big bang. But not of creation, but of destruction. Then Psalm 145:15 reads, the eyes of all the world wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfies the need, the desire of every living thing. Here we see the open and ever-giving hand of God. As God feeds and waters every living thing, all vegetation, all insects, all marine life, all fowls of the air, all reptiles, all mammals, and all humans, the awesome power of God in his supplying all our needs and upholding all things by the word of his power. And in thinking about God opening his hand and supplying food for all living, and thinking about the rich man in Luke 16 who fared sumptuously, and as I like this word sumptuously, I looked up the definition of this word, and some of the adjectives describing it are expensive, luxurious, costly, deluxe, fancy, lavish, precious, and premium. And given that this is now the day after Boxing Day, can we all not say that in these past 2 days of holiday that we have all, like the rich man, fared very sumptuously? And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 reads, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And John 1 verse 29 states, John saith Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Verse 32, And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same saith unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. From all these scripture readings this morning, we see that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And here we see that the Word is God, and that the Word is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the creator of all things, and who also upholds all things by the word of his power, and who also opens his hand and sustains all living, and being born of the Virgin Mary, became flesh and dwelt among us, who also is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. In John chapter 1 verse 4, where we read that, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Two questions can be asked here. What kind of life? Is it long life, short life? What kind of light? Is it sunlight, daylight, moonlight, lamplight? Then in John chapter 9 verse 5, the Lord states, As long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world. And Romans 8 and verse 23 states, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." In these verses we see that the light is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the life is eternal life, which only he can give. In John chapter 1, verse 5, we read that, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Then again, John 3, verse 16, we read that, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." And in these verses we see that the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten Son of God and the light of the world, was sent by God not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But mankind likes darkness rather than the light. Mankind likes darkness rather than the light of God, because the light of God exposes their sin. So if a person refuses to come to the light and remains in their sin, then they are condemned already. But when a person admits that they are a sinner and in need of a Saviour, and comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and ask him to save them, then he will. And they will receive the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that word, whosoever, is all-inclusive and includes you and me. And now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So if you're still in darkness, come to the light and be saved today. Call on the Lord and ask him to save you, and he will. In John chapter 1, verse 12, we read that, "But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, who are born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and abideth forever." And Romans 8 and 14 states that, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." And in these verses we see that as we have all had a natural birth from our parents, and that when we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, that we then experience a spiritual birth, having been born again of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit then witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God, whereby we can then cry, Abba, Father. And then there's more, lots more, because verse 17 goes on to say that, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And as we have seen from John chapter 1 this morning, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the creator and the sustainer of all things, and is not only the heir of this world, but he is heir of the whole universe, incorporating all the millions of the planets and the stars. And so how can we take it all in? How can we understand that we are heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, joint heirs of not only this world, but of the whole universe? So, how can we fathom all this beautiful blessing? So, as when the Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, ye must be born again, then can we see from these verses what it is lost to all those people, men and women, boys and girls, who refused to come to the light, the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to save them and be born again of the Spirit of God? Look at all the bountiful blessings they miss out. In John chapter 1 verse 10 we read that he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. He came unto his own and his own received him not. Then when he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also in thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout the land, but unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him onto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. And Mount Precipice is a cliff near the city of Nazareth in Israel, and looks steep because it has 1,000-foot plunge, almost straight down, since precipice means a very steep cliff. Mount Precipice lives up to its name, and because the people of Nazareth rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour, they tried to kill him by throwing him off the cliff. But miraculously, the Lord passed through the midst of them and went away. And then Peter, in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, states that, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God have raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God have made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Then, from having read these verses, we can clearly see that he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. They crucified him. The world rejects the lovely Lord Jesus Christ, but praise God that the next verse reads, But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So we ask, do you believe? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Then in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11, we read that, at Revelation 19 and 19, we read that, "And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him, the Lord Jesus Christ, that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone." And then in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, we read that, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." And Revelation 20 verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Again, in these verses, we see what will happen to all those who will not believe and who reject the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They will not be born again of the Spirit of God. They will not be found written in the book of life. They will be at the great white throne. They will be judged according to their works, and they will be cast into the lake of fire, where the devil, the beast, and the false prophet are, to be tormented there for all eternity. And all because they would not ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, and rejected his offer of salvation. Then in Philippians 2 and 5 states that, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death of the cross. Wherefore God also have highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every knee shall bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And every knee and every tongue includes all those Christ rejectors who find themselves in the lake of fire and brimstone, to be tormented day and night forever and ever. Why? Why? Because of unbelief. They wouldn't come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. But one day their knee will bow and their tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Would you close in prayer?
Father, we give you thanks and praise you again for the word of God that went forth. We thank you for thy word, for thy wondrous truth. We thank you, Father, for it was brought clearly by our brother this morning. Except the man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father, for thy word. We thank you, Father, for the power of it. For all things are possible with our God. For God so loved the world and the world as any sin, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Past in life, Father, we thank you, Father, for it. We thank you, Father, it only comes through the cross of Calvary, that our brother has made it say, that the Lamb of God that was slain and our women said. Yes, Father, we're sinners, condemned and unclean. But, Father, you took us in, Lord, that whosoever. And so we're the whosoever this morning sitting in these seats, Lord, and that others can come, Lord, you've made it possible. You've made it possible that whosoever comes, you will no wise cast out. So, Father, we give you thanks and praise you. And that, Father, you love the world. You made the world. And, Father, we thank you for your Son who came into the world. And he went about the Father's business in the world. We thank you, Father, the world put him to death. We thank you, Father, that you rose again from the dead. Thank you, Father, who rose again from the dead, now sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. Oh, Father, we can say, I want to see you. And he died for me. From condemnation, he set me free. And how free he set me, Father. Whosoever. And we pray, Father, tonight, or this morning, Lord, that nobody can say they weren't given a chance. But whosoever, that's anybody. The invitation's there, Father. And we thank you for your greatness, your might, and for your power. We thank you, Father, for this time as we sit at thy feet. Thank you for the love that you gave our brother this morning. Yeah. And thank you, Father, for all that has came forth this morning. It's thy word. All they have to do is lift the book and they'll find it. John 1. Now we leave it in your hands to the world. We pray that none will be so foolish as to reject it, Father. We pray that, Lord, they'll take it, the gift that's been given. What a gift. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We pray, Father, you'll take us from this place. You'll take us to our home in safety. Let nothing befall us away. And we pray, Father, that we come again this evening, Lord. The prayer meeting, Father, the gospel, we pray you'll go before in the Savior's name. We ask you. Amen. Amen.